programs, including food stamps and disability benefits.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's the start of a wet and turbulent week here in Alabama with periods of showers around the area today. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, locally heavy rainfall, and periods of showers and thunderstorms at times tomorrow. We'll be 70 to 72 for a high today. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Wednesday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms daytime Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night through the overnight hours into Thursday morning could be severe with the threat of damaging wind gusts, maybe a tornado. Just like last week, right? And then it looks like falling temperatures through the day on Thursday, back to a much cooler, windy day on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man is in police custody after Montgomery police say he shot at officers Saturday night. The suspect then barricaded himself in a Montgomery motel room on Air Base Boulevard. The man was taken into custody around 3 Sunday morning. No injuries were reported. Montgomery fire officials are investigating the first fire fatality of the year. Fire crews were called to a home in the 4,000 block of Ardmore Drive Saturday. Officials say a 67-year-old man died in the fire. The cause of that fire is under investigation. And a man has been arrested in connection to Selma's first homicide of the year. Terry Webster turned himself in to authorities over the weekend. The shooting happened in the 1900 block of Keller Avenue around 1:30 Friday afternoon. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular
regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Stock market is up 56 points. The temperature outside is 63 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right. Just found out what I owe for taxes in 2019.
Is that not a pretty sight?
No. Drives me crazy.
That's why you're not talkative today, huh?
Yeah.
Did you watch either the Auburn game or the Duke game?
Did not, no.
Auburn, I want to tell you, Pearl is a great basketball coach. They were behind, and they came back and won it in overtime with an in-the-paint goal. Duke went into overtime, was losing the entire game, never got it tied up at the buzzer, went into overtime, and then won it on a three-point shot with 1 second on the clock. It was incredible. It was just some amazing basketball, amazing basketball. I can't get the other one to go to you. I'm not sure what's wrong with it. I'm not sure why it's not going. Should have thrown it in, thrown one of those in with the others. So I don't have to send you two more emails. Did you by any chance see the moon on Saturday night? The snow moon?
Nothing.
It was huge. It was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it was just big and bright as it could be. Just gorgeous. Okay, we got a lot going on. We got the New Hampshire primary tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
This is all going to be good stuff here. And new polling data is out, and seems though Joe is having kind of some problems here.
Well, he admitted it on the debate.
I know. He confessed to 1,000 sins. To give you an idea of as soon as this thing pops up on my computer, come on, boy. I almost got a dog this weekend. We're going to try next weekend to get it. If people can cooperate with me. Okay, so here's what the numbers were in New Hampshire the day after the Iowa primary. Sanders was at 24%. Mayor Pete was at 15%. Klobuchar was at 6%. Warren was at 10%. And Joe Boom Boom Biden was at 15%. Putting Biden tied for second. So now we're going to do the numbers on the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and this is a tracking poll. Sanders at 25, Mayor Pete at 25. This is on the 7th now. This is Friday. Klobuchar is 5, Warren 14, Biden 2, therefore dropping 3 points since Iowa. This is was taken the night of the debate. The next day after the debate, Sanders goes from 25 to 24. Mayor Pete goes from 25 to 22. Klobuchar goes from 5 to 9. Warren goes from 14 to 13. And poor Joe goes from 12 to 10. Everybody else is at the bottom of the pack. Then on Sunday, yesterday, Sanders jumps up to 27. This is after the attack of Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete goes from 22 to 19. Klobuchar goes from 9 to 14, up 5. So she's gone from 5 to 14 in a matter of 2 days. Warren's gone from 13 to 12. And poor Joe went from 10 to 12, went up slightly. But that's because he's not there. He's hiding out. So it seems, we always talk about the trend line on these things. It seems Sanders is gaining some momentum. Mayor Pete is losing momentum. But Klobuchar seems to be the big winner here.
And
she had
debate,
a good debate.
Yeah.
She had a good debate. No doubt about it. And but Biden could actually, by these numbers right now, could be tied for fourth or fifth. That's incredible. Here's the proverbial front runner, and he's on the rope. So let's listen to CBS talking about, and this was the day after the debate report. This was Saturday, the day after debate report, CBS. Very bottom one.
The leading Democratic presidential candidates are spending the weekend crisscrossing New Hampshire ahead of that state's first in the nation primary on Tuesday. The latest poll shows Bernie Sanders, senator from neighboring Vermont, leading the pack. He's followed by former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, while former Vice President Joe Biden slipped to fourth place. Last night, seven of the candidates debated one last time before New Hampshire voters make their choice. Nicole Killian is in Manchester.
The candidates will share the stage once again today, both at a presidential forum and a Democratic dinner. And, of course, they'll continue to make their cases directly to voters here over the next several days. Meanwhile, the emerging frontrunners in this race, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, spent most of last night fending off attacks from the other candidates.
The field of Democratic hopefuls, once numbering more than two dozen, now down to a handful. And with 3 days to go before the New Hampshire primary, the remaining candidates clashed over each other's electability.
Is anyone else on the stage concerned about having a Democratic socialist at the top of the Democratic ticket?
I'm not.
Bernie's labeled himself, not me, a Democratic socialist. I think that's the label that the president's going to lay on everyone running with Bernie if he's a nominee.
The candidates took shots at Bernie Sanders' embrace of Democratic socialism and Pete Buttigieg's relative lack of experience.
We have a newcomer in the White House, and look where it got us. I think having some experience is a good thing.
Okay, so that's CBS morning on Saturday morning after the debate. Did you see the SNL skit? Oh my goodness, yeah. That's great. So let's continue on with now. Let me go to a break. Then we'll come back to more of the CBS day after report. Right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. It was interesting to watch this thing, and particularly all the networks and all the cable shows are in New Hampshire. It's kind of fun because there are some places that they are where I had been, like in Bedford, New Hampshire, and where they did the where they had the Fox studios there. They bought out this hotel that I remember eating in, and then we later did an event later on in the session. But it's kind of fun. The Democrat chairman of New Hampshire went out on a limb talking about it's going to be record-setting turnout, and everybody hates Trump. And
we'll see.
We'll see, because the guy was really being a you-know-what. So let's continue on with the day after. Dems attacking each other now. Uh-oh, change of base.
Meanwhile, the newly minted frontrunners answered those charges and took aim at each other.
For the biggest risk we could take at a time like this would be to go up against that fundamentally new challenge by trying to fall back on the familiar. Politics that says it's my way or the highway.
The way you bring people together is by presenting an agenda that works for the working people of this country, not for the billionaire class.
While the candidates disagreed over issues like health care,
what Medicare for All will do is save the average American substantial sums of money.
Bernie's plan costs double what the taxpayers are paying for every single program we spend on in the United States of America.
And campaign finance.
Except everyone on this stage, except Amy and me, is either a billionaire or is receiving help from PACs that can do unlimited spending.
Donald Trump, according to news reports, and his allies raised $25 million today. We need to go into that fight with everything that we've got.
I thought Mayor Pete did a good job. The problem is he was attacked so much, and he didn't necessarily give the best answers. They were doing this event in the place where Trump is doing an event tonight. Had all the candidates there, and it's kind of this dinner. You can sit up in the crowd seats and pay like $10, or you'd have a dinner and it's like $50. Mm-hmm. And Bernie's people, when Pete Buttigieg got up there, booed the crap out of him. And I was looking for it on the news today, because I was watching it in real time. And I was it didn't show up. Non-existent. I mean, literally, he walks out on the stage, they booed him. I'm talking about booing. And Amy is, you agree, you thought she had a good debate?
Yeah, I thought she had a good night. I mean, part of it is she's not Biden, she's not Liz Warren,
But I think she also carried herself pretty well.
That I think that Biden may have had like a stroke when he was saying "Stand up for Vindman." He couldn't talk. Man, not good. But this is going to be fascinating to watch. Here, the guy is who is the front runner, who may come in fourth or fifth in New Hampshire after coming in basically fourth or third in Iowa. This is incredible.
And then he's saying to voters who disagree with him,
"You're a lying dog faced pony soldier."
Like,
where did that come from?
I know.
So we've since learned that that's from a John Wayne movie.
Right.
Man. So let's continue on here. Day after debate, and then we get into the electability question.
They agreed on one thing. Whoever emerges as the Democratic nominee must beat President Trump in the general election.
Donald Trump is not the cause of all of our problems, and we're making a mistake when we act like he is.
That's great.
He is a symptom of a disease that has been building up in our communities for years and decades. And it is our job to get to the harder work of actually curing the disease.
Donald Trump's worst nightmare is a candidate that will bring people in from the middle.
You have to have experience to take him down. This is not a question of he's a nice guy who's going to listen. We need people with experience.
We're going to force this president to stand on that debate stage next to somebody who actually lives in a middle-class neighborhood in the industrial Midwest, in the exact kind of community that he pretends to speak for but turns his back on.
One candidate not on the debate stage last night, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He just picked up an endorsement from President Trump's former Navy Secretary Richard Spencer. Keep in mind, Bloomberg is not on the ballot here. Instead, he's focused on the 14 states that vote Super Tuesday.
Okay, so Joe Biden's argument is, I can beat Donald Trump. So I can beat Donald Trump, but I can't beat any other Democrats. And also, something that was not talked about on the news media is Pete Buttigieg is starting to show up in South Carolina polling now. He went from 0 to 5 to 8%. That's a pretty nice move there.
Yeah, and we'll see how it works out tomorrow night. But if he has a good second place showing, better than the trend in the latest polls, it could help him.
Well, the thing that Mayor Pete's going to be talking about, and several people are going to be talking about that don't like Bernie, is the amount that he won by, which was by 40 points against Hillary. And his numbers, he may get up to 29%, 30%. Right. If it goes over 30%, that's impressive. Anything under the 27 or under, being next door neighbor, having won it big, having campaigned as much as he had there twice, nobody's campaigned twice, already have an organization, already have the contacts, I think they're going to call that a Mayor Pete is on a roll here, didn't win, but on a roll. So we'll see what happens with him. There's not anything, and then South Carolina is going to be fascinating.
And the technical knock against Sanders is he has that big floor of support, but he's not expanding his coalition.
Right. He can't break that big number. And particularly if some other people drop out, I'm not sure how Warren hangs on there.
I don't think she does.
She comes in, if she comes in behind Klobuchar, that's a trend line you don't want to be screwing around with there. News Channel 93.1, Dan Moore Show, and Biden can get 12. He has never won a primary caucus in his history. That's incredible. That's running for president 3 times. He'll be back right after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tires!
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the start of a wet and turbulent week here in Alabama with periods of showers around the area today. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, locally heavy rainfall, and periods of showers and thunderstorms at times tomorrow. We'll be 70 to 72 for a high today. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Wednesday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms daytime Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night through the overnight hours into Thursday morning could be severe with the threat of damaging wind gusts, maybe a tornado. Just like last week, right? And then it looks like falling temperatures through the day on Thursday, back to a much cooler, windy day on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies. You put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Had an awesome steak with basketball. Made the mistake of picking up a pan that just came out of the
cast iron right out of the oven,
right out of the off the grill.
Oh,
I was trying to juggle Sure. Too many things I wasn't paying attention. I just reached in and grabbed it. The thing is, I moved it off and I was walking back in, realized I had to go bring it and put it down. And it's like, man, that hurt. But second degree burns there.
Yeah, I can see the marks.
Yeah. It's I limped, ate my steak first, of course. Took a little painkiller, a.k.a. wine, and then went to CVS. Is closing early now on the Carter Hill branch. I don't know why. They normally stay open to 9. They were dark by 8, which I don't like. So I got some that spray, painkiller spray. Oh, God, I felt so good. Let's see here. Let's go to Byron York. This was his morning talking about New Hampshire. He wrote an interesting piece in The Examiner, which is a very good newspaper, by the way. Let's listen to Byron York talking about New Hampshire and Iowa, how people finish there and where it takes them to.
So let's bring in Byron York, chief political correspondent for The Washington Examiner and a Fox News contributor. Byron, good morning to you. All that
good morning,
heat's not
Sandra.
Melting the snow there in New Hampshire, but you're on the ground there. What are you hearing?
Well, I mean, the interesting thing here is after this enormous screw-up by the Iowa Democratic Party, Iowa didn't really winnow the field that much. We have 5 people here who are fighting it out. But the historical fact is no Democrat has ever gone on to win the nomination without finishing first or second here. And, I mean, it seems to me right now that includes Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, and the Democratic establishment is still very, very unhappy with Bernie Sanders. Does that mean they give more tickets out of New Hampshire than they normally would? Not entirely clear.
You know, when you look at this polling and this tracking, and it's a pretty good tracking poll. It goes back, actually, to the 2nd of February, but they do day-to-day tracking from the 2nd of February to the 9th. We'll see the new one either tomorrow morning or late tonight. But it seems that that Klobuchar is taking votes away from Warren and also Biden. Popping both of those, I think it's taking kind of a female, more moderate, centrist, and then Biden. Biden's got to be going, damn, what are y'all doing to me? Another problem he's got, he can't raise money. He does not have the money machine that, say, Sanders or actually Mayor Pete does now. He's really built up a machine. Klobuchar does not have money. But Biden not having money is very, very dangerous here. Let's continue on with Byron York here, talking about Biden losing older voters and losing by the minute.
Biggest question still is Joe Biden. You write about this in your piece today. Centrist voters cut Biden out of the picture. Nearly one-third of voters, you write, here remain undecided just hours before Tuesday's primary. But being undecided does not mean a voter is open to any candidate. And that looks like more bad news for Biden. Explain, Byron.
Right. I was at a Buttigieg rally, and a lot of people will say they're still shopping. They're not totally committed to a candidate. But they have narrowed the choice down. And among Democrats who believe they are centrist, who call themselves centrist, used to think that the choice was between Biden and Buttigieg. And I heard a number of people say they're still trying to decide. They don't really like Elizabeth Warren. They don't really like Bernie Sanders. Maybe too far left for them. And I said, well, who does that leave? And they said, Pete and Amy. Meaning Buttigieg and Klobuchar. And I said, well, what about Joe Biden? And they said, he's too old. I mean, they said that very, very quickly. So what appears to be happening is that some voters who might be Joe Biden targets are now just cutting him out of the picture. And one Democrat I talked to said, I said, is Biden losing support by the hour? And he said, by the minute.
Man.
What's interesting about the too old knock on Joe Biden is I've heard that here on these airwaves. I heard it from other people I know off air, but it usually comes not from young punks like me who are Bernie supporters. It comes from folks.
Older people.
Say, yeah, 65 and up, who maybe are more sensitive to some of those issues and kind of see Joe and go, oh, no, that's not good. Might remind them of certain folks in their life, I'll put it that way.
Like themselves.
Yeah, and that's just not a dig at Joe Biden. It's like there are truly moments, as you point out, talking about stand up for Colonel Vindman, where Biden, there's some weird tick that's going off with him that he's not he's there mentally, but he's not able
to
articulate.
It's like he's engaged. It's
right.
like he didn't put the clutch in far enough,
right.
type of thing.
Right.
It didn't engage to the next gear. Well, another thing, and it's been really good to watch this because you have Meet the Press, you have MSNBC as a place there, so Meet the Press, MTP Daily, all that is originating from New Hampshire. You have Fox that has a big presence that's there. They're feeding off that presence with the NBC by having a whole bunch of reporters there, and they're all over the place. And CNN has a presence there. And CNN, by the way, is having some real financial issues right now, so I'm kind of surprised they forked out the coins for that. But Bret Baier did a really good thing. He went through and talked about he had gone to two of every candidate's event that are in the top six. And he went through and he talked about the events. He said Mayor Pete has got the biggest events, the most enthusiastic events. He said, I did notice one thing about Bernie Sanders' event. You go to event one and you see a group of people and you see a similar same people at event two.
Oh.
Large, but it's like he's...
They're following him.
Yeah, you carry your event stores with you. But he said Pete has got the enthusiasm, new people, young people, kind of hitting all the cylinders, right age. And said Amy has never really had big events, but she's having bigger events. But he said the guy who's got the smallest events by far is Joe Biden. That Amy's events are bigger than Joe's now. Poor Joe. He couldn't help it. Okay, so now, let's continue on. Byron's going to be talking about Mayor Pete.
Oh, I read that in your piece, as well as I read you talking to some undecided voters about Joe Biden, and it's not necessarily a dislike for Joe Biden. They've just decided that he's not the one. What about momentum for Pete Buttigieg coming off of Iowa?
Well, he seems to have that momentum. As you know, the victory in Iowa is contested. The AP didn't even call a winner in Iowa, but the Iowa Democratic Party says that Buttigieg got a little bit more in delegates than Bernie Sanders did, although Sanders won the popular vote. As we know, Buttigieg then claimed victory, and that has really helped him, given him a lot of momentum. He appears to be really moving up. He's moved up a substantial amount here in New Hampshire since February 1st, a couple of days before Iowa, in a much, much bigger position. So now he appears to be challenging at least for second place and possibly to win the whole thing.
I noticed that Mayor Pete was on five, count them, five Sunday shows. That's a lot. I mean, he did Face the Nation, he did Fox News with Chris Wallace, did the ABC, did NBC, he did it all. So he was all over the place with that. And I'm not sure how much of that filtered into this February 9th. I would think it would, but he ticked down in the February 8th to February 9th piece, and that was the February 9th one. So it's kind of interesting to watch how this thing is unfolding. I'm loving this, having kind of familiar with New Hampshire, having been there for 80 and 84, but big time 80, just one event or one day in 84. I lived there in the 80 for that week before we all were cloistered in a hotel, five to a room with backdrops and banners and everything all around you. You couldn't even move when you walked into the room. Let's listen in now to the Desperate Joe, and this was on CBS This Morning here, Desperate Joe on New Hampshire. Listen to this.
Voters in New Hampshire will head to the polls starting at midnight tonight for tomorrow's primary. Candidates spent yesterday making closing arguments all around the state. They're all vying for a top spot in what appears to be a very tight race. Former Vice President Joe Biden hopes to boost his chances ahead of the vote. He joins us now from Nashua, New Hampshire. And I watched you all weekend, Mr. Vice President. You said, look, it's an uphill battle. It doesn't look good. What struck me about that is most candidates never say it doesn't look good. They put on the face and say, I'm going to win, even though they know they're not. But you were out there candid about your chances in New Hampshire. Why?
Well, because I've viewed the beginning of this campaign being the first two caucuses and the first two primaries.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to happen until we get down to a place that, and around the country where there's much more diversity. And, you know, and you're always behind the eight ball when you're running in New Hampshire if you have two people from in the neighboring states. So, but I feel good about what we're doing up here.
You do feel good. Your campaign isn't having a Houston, we're having a problem moment. Fourth in Iowa, maybe fourth in New Hampshire. It's not a time to regroup and reassess.
No, I don't think so. Gail, look, no one has ever won the nomination as a Democrat without getting overwhelming support from the Latino community and the African-American community.
Mr. Vice
and,
President.
We're just getting into the game here.
Yeah, huh? I don't know. Didn't look good to me. That's what Joe would say. That's what, you know, somebody's losing when you have a stark fact in front of them and they kind of come up with another fact to kind of say, well, you're wrong with that. That's not the way it works. Let's continue on with Desperate Joe on his Iowa and New Hampshire placements.
Mr. Vice President, it's also true that no one's ever won the nomination after finishing out of the top two in Iowa and also out of the top two in New Hampshire, which according to polls is where you're headed. So you're making an electability pitch. If voters from these two states are not saying we want to elect this guy, why should the other voters out there listen?
Because the other voters out there represent a significant portion of the American people, and they look like America. That's the reason why. Again, look, nobody's ever, we've never been
you're
in
too white.
We had a guy like our president sitting there, and everybody, including independents, a lot of Republicans think he has to go. Look, we're just getting going. You got to get 1,900 delegates or more. And this is just getting started. And I've said that from the very, very beginning. And I feel confident about where we are. We're raising money. For example, I just got a number of additional endorsements. The Black Caucus in Michigan just endorsed me in this period. A number of the major unions, the IBEW, have endorsed me since I was so I don't see any diminution in national support. I'm still leading nationally, and so the idea that this is if you come in third or fourth in the first two primary or caucus in a primary that knocks you out of the box. We're just getting going.
Excuses. That is somebody that really sees the handwriting on the wall, because what he's basically saying is New Hampshire, Iowa, you're too white. You need some pepper in that salt shaker there. Red Top Jim, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Hope you all had a really good weekend.
Is this the 50s or 1990s?
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Good Monday, gentlemen.
How are you?
Fine. Wasn't yesterday a beautiful day and that full moon?
Wasn't that moon incredible?
Wow. I mean, literally almost like daylight outside.
Well, on Friday, you know, you could see the moon, the full moon during daylight, and man, it was huge then. But then on Saturday night, that was remarkable.
And you know, for us lunatic artists and music composers, that's prime time.
So you do your best work then, huh?
I think so. And that's why I missed the moon so much the past 2 months, because it's been cloudy.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. And if I was a black skin person, I would be insulted about how obvious it is that the Democrats are just using the black community for their benefit. They aren't saying anything they're going to do for the black community or anything. Only that they're going to use them to be reelected, and they've been depending on them all these years. They're not even saying thank you to the black community for being so supportive.
Well, the other thing I've really noticed, Red Top, is these liberal talking heads. This morning on Morning Joe, for example, they were talking about how there's not a group of voters out there who hates Donald Trump more than the African Americans. And they're deceiving themselves. And they said this is at the highest level of hatred they've ever seen. I'm telling you, he is going to get 13-15% of the black vote.
Yeah, and how do you assess a, quote, hatred level?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's made-up news.
It's made up.
But everybody is doing it. You particularly see it on MSNBC.
Wow. And I like what happened to Gayle King because she deserves it. You heard what happened to her, didn't you?
I did, but...
Yeah, she certainly deserves it. Now, bringing up that stuff after Kobe Bryant died with that female NBA player, it shows no class or taste. Which we knew she had no class or taste. But they got no sense. The media, the Democrats, they will slap themselves in the face and go right on doing it over and over again. I mean, it's like an Animal House. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I remember that scene.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they can keep up the good work. Because Joe Biden's gone, man. It's going to be Buttigieg for the nominee, don't you think? It's quite obvious now.
I don't know if it's going to be Mayor Pete, but I think Biden, unless Biden has an unusual showing in South Carolina, he can win and still lose. If he barely wins, he only wins like 4 or 5 points, I think he would have a tough time.
Well, he's the Jeb Bush of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, exactly right.
He's stepping right in those shoes, and that's a good place for him because that's where he deserves to be. To me, Mayor Pete's the only thing that shows a future for the Democratic Party, and that's pretty damn grim if you ask me, guys. Lord have mercy. Roll Tide, go Trump. We'll see you, fellas.
Red Top, have a good one. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I guess it looks like we're fixing to get another downpour here for a few days. I mean,
don't tell me that. I didn't clean my gutters out before I left.
Yeah, I can see the line of showers coming in on the radar. But we pay for that good day we had, so we're going to pay back. Hey, I had to laugh at that commercial y'all ran on Wind Creek. That lady goes, and they give us free food so we won't go hungry. No, lady, they're giving you free food so you sit there and put more money in the machine.
So you don't leave.
That's right. That's why we're giving you that. We're going to give you a $10 meal and then take $500 out of your wallet for it. But anyway, that's so funny. Two things on Biden that show me he's had it. The first thing is this thing with Obama killed him. I mean, that just killed him when Obama did not endorse. He thought, and you know it, Dan, he thought he was going to get endorsed by Obama, no matter what he said. And when he didn't do it, that killed him right there. If he'd have been endorsed by Obama and Obama was out there working with him, and he'd be way ahead of everybody. But when he got kicked to the curb, that did it. He didn't have a chance. That's all he had.
But you remember he asked Barack not to endorse him.
Yeah, right. You want to put some... I know you believe that, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This was really pitiful. I don't know how many people saw it over the weekend. You know, after the Iowa caucuses, he didn't go out for 2 days when they went to New Hampshire. 2 days he took off. Over the weekend, I saw a little clip. His wife was out. She was in a place speaking. It looked like an assisted living place.
Yeah, something. I saw that. The 10 people in the living room.
About 10 old people sitting there like they were going, waiting for lunch, you know what I mean? And she's sitting there going, Joe Biden. I'm sitting there going, that is just pathetic. I mean, where was Joe? Was he in the other room getting treatment or something at the nursing home? I mean, really, that was pitiful. I mean, when you got to send your wife out there.
And let me tell you, she didn't do a very good job.
No. But the people looked like they were about to, ready to pass out or something. They must have just gave them some medication or something. But it did. It looked like a living room or a little gathering room there in a nursing home or something. But he's had it, Dan. He has had it.
Well, and, I tell you, the best thing for the whole match would be is if he does win in South Carolina, but he doesn't win by huge numbers, but he just wins, and then he just keeps going. Because what it's going to do is it's going to create a problem for other people, making it more of a contest. And Mike Bloomberg, I think that what they may do is some kind of sneak attack on Biden to kind of get him to take him off the face of the earth.
I'll tell you what, if it comes down, now Dan, look at it. You got the two guys leading right now. You got a socialist, and you got this young whippersnapper that don't know what in the world he's doing. And I don't know what neither one of them are going to be a threat. I guarantee you that when Trump throws that, if he runs against Trump, I'm talking about Bernie, and he's throwing that socialist, and he says it, yeah, I'm a Democratic socialist. The people of this country are not going to put up with it.
Well, hey, did you see him on the interview with, I can't remember who it was, it may have been Todd, when he asked him about not releasing his medical records?
I didn't see that question.
That was really good. He said, you said you were going to release your medical records, and you never did. And Bernie basically said, oh, I'm okay. Everybody says I'm okay. But he won't release his medical records. Something tells me he may have had some damage to his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want to see the guy croak at a rally. But
yes, you do.
but thing is, though, you got people that say, I'm not voting for Biden because he's too old. Well, Bernie's older than Biden, isn't he?
He is, but the people that are being attracted to Bernie is a much younger set. Once you get over 45, Bernie starts dwindling fast.